Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here. Wait a minute. That's not my co-host, Rick Preuss. He's in California. So instead, I've got in the studio with me the infamous Janice Milligan-Peters, the owner of Doggy Daycare and Spa locations in both Okemos and Lansing. Welcome to the studio, Janice.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Oh, God. Who else would I have if I can't have a Preuss sitting in here? I need somebody who can ask great questions, and I figured you would be perfect for this because you've got yourself what I would describe as a clover bud in waiting at home,
maybe.
Don't you?
Well, maybe. We'll see. I mean, he seems like it's something that he's going to be interested in doing, and I'm excited today to learn about what these kids have been doing and what they're participating in at the fair.
Well, I admit, because you and I are Facebook friends, I've seen pictures of your son, Dean, with animals, not just dogs. But
toads, chickens.
Exactly. I mean, and he seems to be so comfortable around them.
Yes.
And all I can think of is what an advantage for these young people to get involved with 4-H at a young age, because they overcome fear of being around animals, and more importantly, they begin to grow up because there's responsibility that goes with 4-H that some of us don't learn until much older, if ever.
Right. I think it's a good training tool for leadership, for learning responsibility, for communication, for learning how to present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many tools that 4-H can provide a child.
Yeah, there's no question. And one of the best 4-H shows around, and it's been going on for over 100 years, is at the Fowlerville Fair, which is coming up in the next couple of weeks. And so today we're going to have in some folks from the Fowlerville Fair. We've got Annette Chamberlain who's coming in, and she is on the fair board. She can tell us all about the fair itself. But even better, she's also in charge of the 4-H. So, I mean, talk about a busy lady.
Right. That's a lot going on. This is a busy time of year for her.
Absolutely.
She probably doesn't get a lot of summer vacations in.
No, I'm sure she doesn't. But actually, I'm guessing this probably is her summer vacation.
Yeah, very well could be. You know, my sister and her husband are involved in the fair, 4-H fair down in Branch County.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always been a huge part of their life, you know, every year, the first week in August, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, no, it's an extraordinary experience. And I've gone to the Fowlerville Fair and checked out the 4-H stuff. But I'll tell you what was amazing is last year, my wife went with one of her friends. And to say that I was shocked is an understatement, because her friend especially is a big city woman, very sophisticated. And I'm thinking to myself, talk about a fish out of water at the Fowlerville Fair.
Is she going to be comfortable there?
She had an incredible time.
Right.
She loved it. They're like, can you get me tickets for another day? I'm like, get your own damn tickets. But in the meantime, they loved it because of all the cool animals.
Right.
But even more importantly, the cool kids
right.
that are out there, because they're just so sophisticated for their ages
right.
because of the responsibility. And I think it's the previous generations and the people around them who've been involved with fairs in the past that makes a difference.
Well, and there's more to the fair than just the animals and just the shows and the elephant ears and the rides. You know, there's crafts, there's still life exhibits. There's so much there to appreciate and view.
Well, there's no question. And today we'll get a chance to talk with three of the kids who are going to be presenting at Fowlerville Fair. We've got Ethan Latta, who is a clover bud, age 8. Then we've got Gavin Kubiak, who is going to be showing pigs and still life, who's 16. And Justin Williams, who's going to show goats, pigs, and rabbits. He's 17.
So, busy kids.
Oh, absolutely. And a nice change for you, Janice, because because you spend all your time with dogs. So
right.
We'll get to talk about some really cool animals. And that's what we're going to do this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.